bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, all these have I kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. When Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter in to the kingdom of God. They that heard it said, who then can be saved? And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for this service. I pray, Lord, that every one of us, when we leave here tonight, would say, Lord, whatever it takes to draw closer to you, that's what I'll be willing to do. Touch our hearts, Lord, in this Wednesday night service, and let us receive from your word in a special way. Anoint your word tonight, Lord. I know that your word is already anointed, but I pray, oh God, for that special anointing that touches us where we're never the same after we hear your word preached or been in the presence of God in such a way. You're able to do that for us tonight. Thank you for it, Jesus. In this first service of this new year, we give you praise in your holy name. Amen. I want to preach tonight from verse number 21. Jesus heard these things. He said unto him, yet lackest thou one thing? Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come. Can we say that tonight? And come. How about a little better? Can we? And come. That's what I want to preach on tonight. And come. Hallelujah. And come. You know, he never heard him say that. He never heard him say come. All he heard was sell all you have and give to the poor. When he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. The Bible talks about this rich young ruler. The Bible says that there was a certain ruler, I believe that's one of the Gospels says a young ruler, but I don't want to take time to get into that. But what do I do to inherit eternal life? He said, you know the commandments, thou shalt not, praise God. He said, all these have I kept from my youth up. Listen, friends, this man had a good track record. This man had done better than most most of us could say. Come on, church. I mean, this man, you couldn't put a finger on his life. Praise God. But you know what? Amen. Even though he was a good person, he went to hell. Amen. Unless he accepted the Lord as his Savior at some point after this. Because there's only one way to heaven, and that's through the blood of Jesus Christ. Through accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. We cannot get to heaven by just being good. Hallelujah. There's a lot of good people that don't make it. Amen. There's a lot of people that we know that is not going to make it. God help us. There's a lot of good people. Amen. That's not going to make it. I mean, you look at this. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and mother. He's got them all down. He's done them all. He's a good man. Amen. He's doing good. He's living right. He's not stealing. He's not cheating. Amen. He's not killing people. Amen. He's not lying. Amen. He's a good son. Praise God. All of these things has he kept from his youth up. When Jesus heard these things, the Bible tells us in Luke, amen, that Jesus beheld him and loved him. The love of God was reaching out for this man. The love of God was reaching out and pulling him. Now listen, church, I know that this is Wednesday night. Amen. And I know it's a midweek service. Praise the Lord. But I felt like the Spirit of God was wanting to help us tonight. Amen. I want to preach tonight on and come. Look at what we miss. Amen. You know, we started the service out tonight. Praise God. And they were singing that song. Said, I want to do thy will, O God. Praise the Lord. I want to do thy will, O God. Listen, there's nothing in this world that is worth missing the will of God over. There's nothing worth, amen. Look, he had great possessions, the Bible said. He was very rich. How rich can you be, amen, to miss out on eternal life? Amen. What has the devil offered this man? Amen. What has he got in exchange? I have to tell you, church, whatever he got, amen, he lost a good deal. Amen. He lost a bargain. He fell short. Amen. I'm telling you, he could have had it all. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want you to know sometimes the devil makes things compared to the blessings of God, to the things of God, to the touch of God. Hallelujah. Get rid of everything you've got and come and follow me. He never heard the end come, no doubt. Amen. He never received the word of God. Amen. He went away very sorrowful. Listen, when we go away from what God wants for us, there's nothing but sorrow out there. Amen. This man decides that he'd rather have a jingle in his pocket, amen, than the blessings of God. You know what that jingle in his pocket caused him? Grief and pain and sorrow. Hallelujah. Amen. Said, well, you mean you're telling me you can't be rich and be saved? No, but I'm telling you it's hard because you can't trust in riches. You got to trust in God. Amen. The Bible says that Jesus said, with men it's impossible, but with God it's not. What's impossible with man, amen, it's not impossible with God. Amen. God can do it, but it's a hard thing. Why? Amen. Because we must put our trust in God instead of the things of this world. Now, I want to talk to us about a few things tonight. Now, listen to me. I'm not trying to just, boost everybody up or nothing, but I felt like, amen, a while ago when she was singing that song, Daystar, amen, Jesus shine down on me. I felt like the Spirit of God spoke to me and said there's somebody here tonight that needed help from God, amen, that needed a touch from God tonight. Maybe something going on that nobody else knows. Maybe everybody knows but me, or maybe I'm supposed to know about it, but I don't know who I'm talking to, amen. But somebody needs help from God tonight. And I believe that the Lord wouldn't speak to us that way if he wasn't willing to do it. Praise the Lord. I'm preaching tonight on and come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go sell all you have and come. Follow me. Praise the Lord. Let's look at this word me. Praise God. Follow me, the Lord. The fellowship that we have with God. Praise God. You're getting rid of all those things, but guess what you're trading them for? You're trading them for the presence of God. You're trading them for the possessing the fellowship of the Lord. Amen. You're trading all those things for the possessing of Christ. Hallelujah. The Creator. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody wrote a song. My Father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. I believe I own at least one. I stand in amaze when I see his face, knowing that I'm his son. Amen. This young man sold out cheap. Amen. He would have got rid of everything. Wow. How could you get rid of everything? My friend, he wouldn't have got rid of nothing compared to what he gained. Got rid of nothing compared to what he gained. We need to realize, amen, that God has something for us that far outweighs anything we could ever imagine. Listen, the companionship of the Lord is more valuable than anything that this world could ever hold or ever have. The Bible says, amen, that Noah built that ark. No doubt he was made fun of. No doubt he was mocked and ridiculed. It had never rained up to this point. Amen. So what's going to happen? I'm talking about the presence of God. Amen. Looking at this two-letter word, me, fellowship with God. He said, come and follow me. Come and be close to me. Come and be near to me. Yeah, you may have to give up a few things. Yeah, it may cost you a few things. But listen, what if we had everything but we didn't have the presence of God? Amen, brother and sister.
what if we had everything, but we didn't have the companionship of God? You know, people are miserable. Amen. Because there is a spot in every one of our heart. Amen. That only God can satisfy. Amen. Money don't satisfy. Possessions don't satisfy. Relationships don't satisfy. Amen. But God can satisfy. Hallelujah. And so Noah built the ark, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee I have seen righteous before me in this generation. God didn't say go in the ark. God said come in the ark. Hallelujah. You know, if you're standing on the outside of a building and you tell somebody go in there, you know what that means? You're on the outside. But if you're on the inside and you're wanting them to come, amen, what are you going to say? You're going to say come into the ark. You know what that's saying to us? Amen. That God was already in the ark. Hallelujah. Amen. And God's already went there waiting for us. Amen. His presence. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart. Ye shall find rest unto your souls. We're talking about the, amen, the presence of God. Listen, this is Wednesday night. We could find other things to do. Amen. But you know why we gather together in the house of God? Because the promise of Matthew 18:20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Thank God we don't come to church to hear good singing, even though I love to hear good singing and it may encourage me. We don't come to hear good preaching, because if that was the case, you missed it tonight. Amen. And most every other night, praise God, even if I for sure if I'm the one doing the preaching. Let me tell you something, church. You know what draws us back time and time again? Amen. It's because he promised us he would be here. Amen. And when he's here, he can heal us. He can encourage us. He can deliver. He can save. He can set free. God's able to do all things all at the same time. And he said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Me. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I want to tell you something, church. Amen. Being in the presence. Being right there. Amen. Being with them. When you love somebody, amen, you want to be with them. You want to spend as much time as you can with them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. I love to be with my wife, not just because this is our anniversary, but amen, I love to be with her and want to be with her. And it's been that way since day one, because I love her. I love to be with my children. Amen. I love to be with my brothers and sisters in the Lord. Glory to God. Fellowship with the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I love to be in the presence of God. Amen. I love to be in his presence. Thank you, Lord. Moses come off the mountain and Joshua stayed up there. A young man, the Bible said, a young man stayed up on top of the mountain. The cloud was on the mountain. Moses come out of that cloud. Joshua, his servant, he didn't come out. He stayed right there. Amen. Because the presence of God was there. Amen. I've been in services before where people left and went out, and they was a few that lingered. Amen. Why was they lingering? Why was they staying here for? Was it because they didn't have a home to go to? Was it because their lights wasn't on at home? Was it because there wasn't no food in the refrigerator? No. It was because the presence of God was there. Amen. And sometimes everybody else may leave, and that one person stay. Glory to God. Amen. He said, go sell all you have and come follow me. You can be a part of me. Look at the opportunity that this young man had. It's the same opportunity that we have, young people. We have the opportunity to be as close to God as we want to. Amen. Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word. Amen. Martha was cumbered and troubled about many things. But Jesus said, one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken from her. You know, everything that young man man had could be stolen. You know, there could be identity thieves, and that could have depleted his bank account, Brother Wayne. Amen. There could have been somebody got his credit card. Amen. And run up a bunch of numbers before they caught it. Amen. Somebody could have broke him the bank, and they sent him a letter and said, "Mr. Young Ruler, we're sorry, Mr. Smith. Amen. But you have lost so much of your assets." Amen. He could have put it in land. Amen. And a tornado come and blew all the buildings down. I'm going to tell you something. Nobody could take, amen, what he left. Amen. What he forsook. Amen. Nobody can take what we have in God. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. The devil didn't give it to me, and the devil can't take it away. Amen. They could be deleting my bank account right now. I know they wouldn't get a whole lot. Amen. But it would hurt if they got a little. Amen. They could be, you know, there could be a house fire over there on our street, and I could lose, amen, all my possessions, amen, with one flame. Amen. A tornado could pass through. Say, "Well, we got insurance." Y'all know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to tell you something nobody can get. Nobody can take my fellowship with God. Amen. It's new every morning, Sister Janice. Amen. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. The Bible says, "And come." Look at what he missed out on. Hallelujah. Treasures in heaven. Listen, he said, "Follow me." Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Follow me. Amen. Hallelujah. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Glory to God. Amen. Not just fellowship, but a feast. Glory to God. Not just fellowship with God. Not just Andy walks with me and he talks with me all along the way. Amen. But I'm talking about God's blessing. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Praise the Lord. Amen. Y'all, I know y'all heard that story. I believe they told it maybe down at the border, those that was with us. Amen. Maybe somewhere else, but I was in a meeting. They told a story, amen, about a rich man that had died in this little town. Maybe somebody told it here. Maybe everybody knows, but I heard it not long ago. Said a rich man died in the town. They was these boys out doing some landscaping or something, and the funeral procession come by. Amen. This man was very wealthy in town. Amen. So they stopped and held their hand, their hat over their heart as the procession goes by. And one of them turns to the other and said, "I wonder how much he left behind." Amen. In other words, how many millions did he leave behind? Or how many thousands? How much did he leave behind? Amen. The other one turned to him and said, "He left it all behind." Amen. He didn't take nothing with him. Amen. You never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul. Praise God, because you can't take your stuff with you. But I'm going to tell you something you can take with you. You can take your family with you. You can take your children with you. Hallelujah. You can take, amen, the blessings of God. Amen. And throw them over on the other side. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you something, church. We live in a day and hour where people are choosing the things of the world over God. They're choosing pleasures of this world over God. They're choosing the things that the world has to offer over the fellowship of the Lord and the treasures in heaven. I got one thing to say. Amen. They sure don't know how to make a good bargain. Amen. Because nothing compares to what God has to offer. Amen. Nothing compares to God's blessings. And come, thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Amen. Heard about another guy that's going to get baptized. He got saved. He was a very wealthy man. He got saved and said he had one of them big old long wallets. You know, kind of like them Texas cowboys wear. You know, they stick out and they got a, some of them will have a cross or they'll have a cowboy kneeling or something, you know. I mean, stick way out. I never did carry one of them, but anyways, he had it sticking out, and so he's going up to get baptized. And as he's going up to get baptized, he's got that big old wallet in his pocket. And somebody says, "You know, Brother so-and-so, Brother Jones, hey, wait, Brother Jones." Hey, man, he keeps walking towards the baptismal, said, "Hey, Brother Jones, you got your wallet in your pocket." Hey, man, he turned around to the congregation, said, "I know, and I want everybody to know that I'm getting baptized and my wallet that's getting baptized. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? I believe we'd do a whole lot better, amen, if we'd let our wallet get baptized. Sometimes, amen, hallelujah, I'm telling you, there's nothing in this world that is worth, amen, eternal life. How could you buy it? How could you buy God's blessings? Amen, hallelujah, the feast that He has. Amen, Peter and John. Amen, several of them's out there on that water fishing all night. Jesus has already rose from the dead. Y'all know the story. Amen. Have you caught any meat? Oh, no. Cast the net over here. Throw it on the right side of the boat. And you'll find they've already fished all night. Surely they fished right there in that spot. But they cast the net over there. Amen. They couldn't even pull it up. My God, this is not the first time this happened. The first time it happened, amen, is when Peter really got saved and made up his mind to serve the Lord. Now, the second time this old fisherman, he knew this was a miracle. The first time the net break, y'all know that in the first part of Luke, amen, Jesus told him nets, plural. He said, cast the nets over. Amen, Peter said, amen, we fished all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will cast out the net. Amen, you know, it was a lot of work to clean up those nets. Amen, and Peter didn't want to do it. And so when he threw that one net over, amen, it broke. The net broke. And a bunch of the fish got away. And Jesus, sister, by the head said, throw the nets over. Amen. But he only threw one net and the net broke. But this time is after the resurrection. And Jesus is standing on the shore. And nobody knows it's the Lord. Amen. He said, if y'all throw that net right there, you're going to find something. I'm going to tell you something. I've been led a lot of wrong ways. I've had people give me bad advice. Amen. But God has never led me wrong. The Holy Ghost has never gave me bad advice. Amen, I'm telling you, every time I threw my net in the water, hallelujah, amen, I always found out that he knew exactly what he was talking about. The Bible says, amen, that the net was so full of fishes, they couldn't even draw it up in the boat. Amen, come on now, y'all know the first story. Peter fell down at the feet of Jesus and said, depart from me, I'm a sinful man, O Lord. Amen. Jesus said, fear not. From henceforth, you're going to catch men. You used to catch bass. You used to catch catfish. Wait a minute. Amen. Those was Jewish men. Amen. Used to catch bass and crappie. Amen. All those clean fish. Amen. But now you're going to catch old dirty, rotten men. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. Peter, if you knew how rotten these men was, you're going to catch. Amen. You'd forget about that bass and crappie. And you'd catch catfish and shrimp. Because I'm going to tell you something, there ain't a fish as dirty and as rotten as men. Amen, in their mind and their heart. Amen, but God knows how to clean them up. God knows how to clean us up. God knows how to make us what we need to be. Amen, but this time, Peter jumps in. Oh, God. Amen, now he's swimming. You can see, my God, what was that man that won all those Olympics? Amen, was it Phelps or something like that? Tony Phelps or something like that? Who was that man, you know? I mean, had them big old long arms and throw them out there and swim. I mean, he ain't got nothing on old Peter. You talking about swimming. I mean, he's a moving on. Amen. You'd have thought, amen, that a great white shark was after him. What was it? He's going to the shore. Amen. He's going to his Savior. Amen. He's leaving it all behind. Amen. The Bible tells us, come on, church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Some of y'all look at me. You're tired. Amen. You said, man, you must have slept till noon today. All that energy. Well, I actually didn't today. I got up and worked in the school till about noon. Amen. Then I found about a widow lady that needed to, had water running out from under her house. So I climbed up under her house, dug about a 3-foot hole, and fixed that water pipe, covered it up, come home just in time to go to Brookster's and buy a dozen roses. Amen. For my sweet wife. Amen. Get over here and pray. Not near long enough. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm a feeling it now. Amen. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. I pray that the Holy Ghost would be with us so strong. Every service in 2018. Amen. I'm talking about a feast. Amen. The Bible says that there was a fire built. Jesus already had a fire built. Glory to God. Amen. What about us on this fire? The Bible says, woo! Thank you, Jesus. Y'all know the song, Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm preaching tonight on and come. Thank you, Lord. Peter, get out of that boat. Woo! Glory to God, Peter. That's the Lord on the shore. Amen. And come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Peter was quite the fisherman. Hallelujah. Amen. He fished for a living. Boy, I'd hate to fish for a living. For sure with my skills right now. Hallelujah. But anyways, he fished for a living. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Not only did he fish for a living, I mean, Jesus said, wet a hook, go throw a hook in the river, in the sea, and the first fish that comes out there, pull that gold piece out of his mouth. Thank you, Jesus, and go pay the taxes. Man, oh man, can you imagine that? Hallelujah. Praise God. I heard about one old preacher down there fishing. He took his buddy with him. He's trying to get him to go fishing. He went, never would go fishing. Praise God. Said he finally went fishing. Went down there, was on the boat, said he was fishing. Said he caught a fish. Said he pulled that hook out. Said he's looking in that mouth. Said he kept looking in that mouth. That other preacher said, what in the world are you doing? He said, well, I'm just a checking each fish, glory to God, just in case there's a gold piece in there. Amen, but and come, glory to God, Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. Hallelujah. Amen. Come and dine. Glory to God. The disciples came to Lamb, thus obeying Christ's command. For the master called to them, oh, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire. Let me tell you something. There ain't nothing that satisfies like the living bread from heaven. Jesus is the bread of life. I mean, you talking about Christmas dinner. Amen. Turkey and dressing. Ham and potatoes. Amen. There's nothing can satisfy. Amen. Like the presence of God and like the feast that the Lord can put to us. Amen. And he's got a feast for every one of us. Amen. In this house tonight, he's the living bread and he has it for us. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we're going to eat when we get to heaven. I don't know. I hadn't got it all figured out. I know that heaven is a mystery to us because we don't know. And God has it that on purpose. But you know, Jesus was the first fruits of the resurrection. After he rose from the dead. Amen. After he rose from the dead, they saw the palms of his hands and he had holes in the palms of his hands. He had a hole in his side. Amen. He had holes in his feet. Thank God. Hallelujah. You boys better be careful because you'll have that scar for a long time. My Lord, help us, Jesus. People say, well, we ain't going to know each other in heaven. What do you mean we ain't going to know each other in heaven? I mean, he's still got the holes in his hands with his glorified body. We are too going to know each other when we get to heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's still got a hole in his side. Thank you, Jesus. And that's not all. Come on now. I know we're going to be like angels. And we ain't going to be given in marriage. Amen. There ain't going to be no gender. Thank God. It's not going to be male and female. It's just going to be, amen, God's heaven. But I hadn't got all that figured out. I just told Bethany, let's just get a mansion close to each other. And we'll slip out the back every once in a while. God help us, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I'm talking about we're going to eat when we get to heaven. Amen. Somebody said there's going to be fried chicken. Amen. Fried chicken at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Somebody else said it has to be Pepsi up there. Glory to God. Somebody else talked about fish and hush puppies. I don't know. Amen. You go down to Louisiana, they talk about gumbo. Surely. Amen. Ain't going to be no gumbo up there. But anyways, who knows? All I do know is that after Jesus was risen from the dead, he said, do you have a piece of fish? Or do you have any meat here? They said, we got a piece of fish here. Oh, God, heaven will be so wonderful. Woo! I said, heaven will be so wonderful. We get this mythical thoughts in our mind, like we're just going to float around. You know, some people float around like that And they ain't even in heaven. But anyways, praise God, help us. Hallelujah. I'm preaching on and come. Glory to God. Listen. Amen. He said, come and dine. Y'all know that last verse. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. Ain't that what? All the host of heaven will assemble be. Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight. All the saints in spotless white. And with Jesus, they will feast eternally. Amen. Come and dine. The Master calleth. Come and dine. Hallelujah. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude and turned the water into wine. To the Master calleth now. To the hungry calleth now. Come and dine. Listen, you might be hungry. I know this ain't Sunday morning. Amen. This is Wednesday night. Amen. But you may be hungry. Amen. One time somebody said, I'm so hungry I could eat a bear. Amen. Oh, God help us. We get hungry. I've seen people that was hungry. Amen. I've seen people, you know. I mean, you talk about scarfing it down. They didn't care what anybody thought. Amen. Oh, God help us. Praise the Lord. Amen. But there is nothing like that hunger of the soul. That hunger in the deep heart of man. Amen. Hallelujah. McDonald's doesn't satisfy it. Amen. A steakhouse doesn't satisfy it. Amen. The neighbor doesn't satisfy it. Amen. Hallelujah. The offer is grand with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God. God's own word. Yet when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Amen. Let me tell you something. You can have a freezer full of steaks. Ain't got nothing compared to God's blessings. God wants to feed us. Hallelujah. I said God will feed us. He feeds the birds. He'll feed us. Amen. Hallelujah. I know sometimes we get a little, and you know, extravagant, a little carried away. Amen. I'm sure God's not pleased with that. But anyways, Lord help us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. He left it all for nothing. Look at how God would have satisfied him. What are you talking about satisfied him? I don't know at what point this was of Jesus' ministry. Thank you, God, but I know he at least, amen, could have been there. You know, at some time when Jesus fed the 5,000. Thank you, Lord. Gather it up. Hallelujah. 12 baskets full. Thank you, Jesus. Can you imagine them biting in that bread? My, this is the best bread. This is bread right out of heaven's oven. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank God for His blessings. Thank God for that heavenly manna. Amen. My mom was a praying for food one time. Amen. She got to craving steaks. She is down there praying. She got to craving steaks. Amen. She said, Lord, I don't know why, but I'm craving steaks. This was when we was young. Amen. She's a craving steaks. Amen. She said, Lord, would you give us some food somehow? Amen. I don't know if they still know who did it. Amen. But when my brother walked out the back door, somebody had come to the back of the house and filled the back porch with groceries. Amen. And one of those bags was full of steaks. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about God knows how to feed you. Amen. God knows how to feed Elijah. He fed Elijah with the ravens. Amen. He fed Elijah with a widow woman. Amen. My Lord. Can you imagine somebody like pancakes in here? That's about all I can imagine that, you know, she made out of it. But that ain't all she made. She made all kinds of stuff. Man, you're talking about some people can make some pancakes. My Lord, you say, why are you talking about food tonight? Well, I'm not going to tell you. But anyways, I might be hungry. But thank God I'm talking about heaven's food. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Some people like their pancakes thick. Some people like their pancakes thin. My wife likes them thin with an egg on top. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I like mine thick and hot. I'm talking about hot. Amen. I mean, the syrup has to melt and the butter melt right on it. And then put you a little peanut butter on there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, I'll try it. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Can you imagine those pancakes that lady made? Woo! Thank you, Jesus. She used the last little bit and made him a little cake first, and then the barrel of meal never went out until God sent rain on the earth. I can see that widow lady. Man, this is the best, this is the finest flour I've ever used in my life. I can see, I know she had a son because she is going to make a cake for her son and die. Y'all know the story. I can see it. Mama, you ain't never made cakes like this. What was it? God put the flour in the bowl. Thank you. The canister. What did they get? That canister? In the barrel. Woo! The oil didn't stop either. Hallelujah. I'm talking about what God's able. Amen. Listen, this rich young ruler, look at what he missed. Look at what he missed. You talking about some fine eating. Hallelujah. Some fine fellowship. You know, you can tell a Pentecostal person going to church, they got a casserole dish in one hand and a Bible in the other. Praise God. And come, follow me. Woo. Look at what he missed. Friend, I'm brothers and sisters, church tonight, I'm done preaching tonight. But there's a lot of people we know. They're missing a lot of good stuff. Amen. They're missing a lot of good stuff. Oh, I'm having so much fun. I'm having such a blast. I'm having it, you know, with this alcohol. My Lord, help us, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. With 14 years of marriage, I never one time woke up and didn't know the woman I was in the bed with. That sounds funny, don't it? But I'm telling you, people go to get so drunk and high on dope and things. My God, help us. Hallelujah. And they wouldn't dare darken the door of the church or fall down at an altar and surrender to God. Look at what they're missing. Young people, the devil ain't got nothing to offer compared to the things of God. And come, follow me. Woo! He missed that part. He missed that part. All he heard was what he had to get rid of. And I'm going to tell you, the devil is the same way today. He'll tell these young people, look at all these things you have to do. Look at what you have to quit. Look at what you have to get rid of. Look at what you can't do. All he heard was sell all you have. He never realized that he could come and follow the Creator and be close to the Son of God and eat like a king. Yeah. Woo! And go to heaven someday. And I've said it before. But probably he died broke. Why do you say that? Because the devil is a liar. But let's just say that he died a billionaire. That's probably not true, but let's just say he did. He probably was broke. He probably died young. Because that's what sin does. It kills. But let's just say he lived to be 100 and he was 20 then. Let's say he lived 80 years. He went away very sorrowful. Now, I've been sad before and you've been sad before, but you've never been sad like a sinner. You've had bad days. Come on now, you listen to me. You've had bad days, Sister Jennifer, but you ain't never had bad days like a sinner. Amen. But let's just say every day was hunky-dory. And everything was good. He probably wasn't. But let's just say that he lived 80 years. And he had everything he wanted and all that. He's already been in hell over 1900 years. Already. My God, help us tonight and come. Let's stand together tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for the privilege to be in your house. Let's gather in these altars tonight.